yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom, and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. What is the secret to filling your online yoga offerings and making sales? Today, I'm going to share that with you because I see so many yoga teachers with beautiful websites, amazing courses, and zero students enrolled. Now, you might think that you need better content or more advanced teacher trainings. That's not it. The gap between those teachers who consistently make sales and those who are struggling has nothing to do with your experience level. And it has everything to do with one fundamental secret that changes how you show up, how you market, and how you sell. Now, if you're new here, my name is Kelly McHugh. I'm the founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I've helped over 20,000 yoga teachers to build their online businesses. And in this training, I'm breaking down exactly what that secret is and how you can implement it starting today. So let's get into it. So first, I want to say this clearly because I know how personal this can feel. If you've created a course, you've poured your heart into the content, you've done the recordings, you've tried to show up on Instagram, and you still have no sales, or you're making sales so inconsistently that you don't trust your income, it is easy to make that mean maybe my offer isn't good enough, or maybe I'm not established enough, or maybe people don't want what I'm selling. But in most cases, your offer isn't the real problem. The real problem is that your marketing has been built around visibility and hoping instead of connection and guiding. And the secret I'm going to talk about today is simple, but it changes everything. Because once you understand it, you stop trying to fix the wrong problems. You stop tweaking your branding, you stop rewriting your page for the 10th time, signing up to another teacher training you don't need, adding more content, recording more videos, thinking that if you just make it more impressive, then people will finally buy. And instead, you start building the one thing that creates sales consistently in your online yoga business. So here's the first thing that I need you to understand. The secret is relationships, not reach. Now, most yoga online business owners chase followers, views, and reach because it feels like the obvious pathway. And it's what the internet trains you to obsess over, because every time you open Instagram, it's basically screaming at you, get more people, grow, grow, grow. So what happens is you end up measuring your business by your follower count, and you start thinking things like, well, of course no one's buying. I only have 1,200 followers, or I need to hit 10K, or once I grow, then I'll start selling. And the truth is, I have seen yoga teachers with 800 followers make more money than teachers with 50,000 followers. And it's not because that they're better teachers, it's because they have relationships. A small engaged email list of 200 people who know you, trust you, and feel like you understand them will beat 10,000 followers who scroll past your content and barely remember your name. Because people don't buy from nice content. They buy from connection. They buy when they feel like you get them, and when they feel safe with you, and when your message lands like, oh my goodness, she's describing my exact life. And this matters even more right now because we're living in a trust recession online. People are skeptical, they're overwhelmed, they're tired of being sold to. And what cuts through that isn't louder marketing, it's depth. So let me give you an example of what I see yoga teachers do. They post a reel with a beautiful flow, maybe a quote, maybe a calming voiceover, and then at the end they say something vague like, join my course, link in bio. And then they feel confused when no one buys. Now that reel, it may have reached 3,000 people, but it didn't build relationship. It didn't create the feeling of this person understands my problem and can lead me somewhere. Relationship is built through you being specific, through conversation and through consistent presence that people can feel. And that might look like writing an email where you speak directly to the moment that your ideal student is living, like you're lying in bed at night, exhausted, but your mind is still running and you can't switch off and you're wondering how you're going to keep doing life at this pace. That might look like you sharing your story in your content where you describe a student journey and the emotional shift that happened so that the person reading thinks, this is me and I need that. It might look like you inviting people to reply, to talk to you, to enter a conversation with you, because conversations create conversion. So if your business isn't making sales right now, one of the most helpful questions that you can ask yourself is this: do I have followers or do I have relationships? And if you don't yet have relationships, that's not a reason to panic. It's just a reason to change your focus. The fastest way to sales in your business is not reach, it's deeper trust. And once you understand that, you stop chasing the follower numbers and you start building a business that people really want to be part of. Now, here's the second thing that blocks sales. And this is such a big one. Yoga teachers will mention their offer once, and then they disappear back into teaching content for 3 weeks. And then they wonder why no one bought. And I want you to hear this in a kind way, because I know it feels vulnerable to talk about your offer, especially if you've been trained to be humble and not pushy. But if people don't know what you sell, they can't buy it. Consistency is what builds familiarity, and familiarity is what makes buying feel safe. Successful online yoga business owners weave their offers into their content as part of their brand, not as a random announcement. So what does this look like in real life then? Well, it looks like your offer being visible in multiple ways across multiple angles repeatedly without it feeling repetitive. So here's what you need to remember. You see your business every single day. Your audience doesn't. You might have talked about your program already, but your audience might have missed it. They might not have been ready yet, or they might have seen it, but they didn't understand it, or they might have been thinking, oh, that's good, but is it for me? So this is why your messaging needs to be elevated and it needs to be super clear, especially if you have more than one offer or you have a product suite with different entry points. Your messaging really has to help people to self-identify. So someone should be able to hear you talk and instantly know, yes, that's the step for me. So let me give you a practical example then. If you have a low ticket offer, maybe it's a workshop or it's a short course, or you have a mid ticket course, or maybe you have a higher level program, your content, it can't be random. It should be doing the job of guiding people into the right doorway. That might look like saying, if you're at the stage where you're dealing with stress and overwhelm and you don't have any structure for regulating your nervous system, this is the starting point. Or if you've already tried yoga classes and you know that you need consistency and accountability, then this is the program that's been built for you. You're not just saying, buy my course. You're making it so obvious who it's for and why it matters. The other piece here is that weaving your offer into your content doesn't mean posting a promo graphic every day. It means integrating your offer into what you already talk about. So if you're teaching about breath work for anxiety, you can naturally say, this is something that I teach inside my program, and here's what my students experience when they practice it consistently. You could also share a story about one of your students' transformations by saying, this is exactly the kind of shift that my students create when they go through my methods. You could be using your content to share a common mistake that your students make, and you could say, this is why I built my course, because most people are missing this one thing. So you're building context and meaning around your offer. And when you do that consistently, your audience begins to feel like your offer is a natural part of your world and not something that just appears out of nowhere. This leads into the third point, which is where sales really happen. So this one is massive, and it's where I see many yoga teachers get stuck in frustration. They think that the launch is what makes sales, and then they open the cart and is crickets, and then they feel confused, and then they think something is wrong with their offer. In most cases, what's wrong is that the nurture was missing, because by the time someone buys, they should already be buying in their mind for a while. right? They should have been building certainty. They've been watching you. They've been reading your emails or your posts or your stories, and they've been noticing how you speak about the problem. Ultimately, they've been deciding whether they trust you, and they've been asking themselves, is this for me? Will this work for me? Can I commit to it? Is this the right teacher to guide me? And if you only show up with the energy when you're launching, you skip the most important part, which is the relationship building and the pre-selling phase. So nurturing looks like email marketing that isn't just here's a newsletter, but it's intentional, where you're building trust and you're telling stories, you're educating, you're guiding. Nurture looks like content that speaks to the internal world of your ideal student, not just the external surface level tips. So nurture looks like responding to DMs and comments and inviting conversation, because people need to feel seen before they buy. It also looks like helping your audience understand the cost of staying where they are and the possibility of what could change without pressure, but with clarity. One of the biggest mistakes that I see yoga teachers making is just nurturing when they're launching. Then they disappear, and then they come back when they're launching again, and they expect people to suddenly care. If you want predictable sales, you build consistent nurture so that your audience is always warm and connected and ready before you even open the doors. A really simple way to think about this is launch day should feel like confirmation, not persuasion or convincing someone. By the time that you're in your launch phase, your audience should already understand what the problem is that you solve, what the transformation is that you can offer, and why your method works. They also need to know why now is the time. So if your business isn't making sales right now, I'd look less at your launch strategy and more at what your audience is experiencing in the weeks before you even ask them to buy, because sales happen in the nurture. So now you know what separates yoga business owners who consistently make sales from those yoga teachers who are struggling. And it's not better content, it's not more credentials, it's not a perfect website, it's relationships over reach. Connection is what builds trust, and trust builds sales. It's talking about your offer consistently, because people buy what they understand and what they see repeatedly. And it's understanding that sales happen in the nurture, not the launch, because buying is a decision that's built over time, not a snap decision that happens when you open the doors. When you implement these shifts, making sales becomes steadier and more predictable and less dependent on you constantly pushing. When you're making consistent sales in your yoga business, the next step is scaling to 10K months. And I just recorded a training on exactly how to do that, including the three things that yoga teachers miss when scaling to 10K. Go and check that out now, and I'll see you there. You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast, brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.